indaba yokuthi ubani une-ownership une-umhlaba. Yabona like mina, ngazalelwa ngakhulela eGwebu, ngaba nendlu lapho. So mina uma ngihlala kule ndlu, if ngithatha umqashi or i-lodger or umuntu wezi-rent, ngithi ungahlala kule home, ungangeni e-sitting room, ungangeni kuphi, usebenzisa i-dining room wena. So kube ne-agreement leyo, but umqashi lo, this i-lodger or i-tenant, ajika athi hayi, mina sengithatha le ndlu. Sengifuna ukuthi wena usuke kule ndlu le uyohlala somewhere. Sekuba ne-problem leyo ukuthi umnikazi wendlu angeke ashiye umuzi wakhe, indlu yakhe. But lo umqashi lo sekazibonana ma-right. To the extent yokuthi lo mqashi unabantu bamsupportayo, abantu banemali, abantu bana amandla, ufana nabo-America, ufana nabo-Britain. Because mina mangibhekile le cala lelo, sengithola ukuthi i-Britain yiyo ikhoze ukuthi ama-Jews lawa, not ukuthi ama-Jews abekho-right, no. Bakhoze ukuthi ama-Jews laba bathi umhlaba lo owethu. Kune statement bayikhuluma before 1947, bathi the land without people, for the people without land.
Kuyini okungaphathisa kuyiwa phambili?
I-solution iqala lapho ukuthi i-UN iplay i-role ye-mediator. Bahlalisa abantu phansi, bakhulume nabo ukuthi okay, sibe ne-agreement past years, asilandele ne-agreement. Then sibone ukuthi abantu base-Palestine, e-Palestine, kunenkinga le-Hamas. Idilwa kanjani ukuthi bangalokhu every time baba ne isikhalo, bangene ku-Israel, yabona. So, masiqaleni lapho ukuthi i-two-state solution there, even if it's not 100% kubo abantu base-Palestine, asiqaleni lapho kube ne-peace, kukhulume lapho. Then ama-rights ukuthi ubani une-right leyo, nayo le-right, kuzokhuluma later. But khona manje, every day, abantwana bayashona, abantwana bayababulala. So, angeke sithube kanjalo.